Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. Verses 1 through 14, Proverbs chapter 3. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege you give us of being able to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of blessing, words of encouragement, words of light, words of grace, words of strength, Lord. Father, more and more help us to be a people that walk with you in your word each and every day. And anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to know, Lord, that some of the greatest joys in life that we experience will happen as we spend time one-on-one with you in your word and in prayer. Guide us to be a people that live in the secret place of spending time with you in prayer and in your word daily. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to remind you once again, please take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like them for us if you would. And we want to continue to ask you to pray for the ministry of the American Family Association as a whole. We very much desire and need your prayers. And pray for the ministry of the broadcast, the Hour of Intercession. One of our goals is to help you to become a better equipped kingdom warrior in prayer. And so we appreciate your prayers each and every day. We're blessed to have with us in studio today some special guests once again, Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb Rogers. And they're a special family with a wonderful, well, actually a number of ministries that go in a number of different directions. So welcome, Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb once again to the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Great to have you all once again. And I'm going to ask Brother Rodney if you'll take a moment just to further introduce yourself and your family and the work the Lord's called you all to as well.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for allowing us to be here today. And
always good to have you.
My name, of course, you already know, Rodney, and this is my wonderful wife, Jenny, and the anointed preacher that we have is our son, Caleb Rogers. He's 7 years old, and me and Jenny, we've been married 11 years, mm-hmm. and this time, 12 years, she's thumbing up. Did you see that? I just messed up on that. But that's okay. She still loves me.
So that's right. That's right. Yeah.
But it's been a wonderful 12 years. So mm-hmm. It hasn't been easy, for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you a little bit about Caleb first, brother, if it's okay. Mm-hmm. Caleb has cerebral palsy, and, we don't like to spend a lot of time focusing on, his deficits, because he has so many just wonderful things that God does through him. Mm-hmm. So, but I do want the listeners to understand some of the things he struggles with every day as they learn about him. And Caleb, he uses a gait trainer to walk, okay? Mm-hmm. So he can walk, but he has to have that. He needs his mom and dad to take care of him, to help him feed and he uses a communication device. Mm-hmm. It's a little card. It's actually looks like it's got the letters of the alphabet on it. It's called facilitated communication.
Mm-hmm. Looks a little bit like a bingo card.
It does. Yeah.
The size of it.
It does. Mm-hmm. So, but he learned early on through the diligence of my wife and the Holy Spirit leading us, we actually learned how intelligent Caleb was from a it's a institute in Pennsylvania. And we went there, and they helped us to understand just how intelligent Caleb was. And and from that time, you know, the Lord has just blessed and anointed, but it hasn't been easy. And my wife, she stays at home with Caleb, and she works with him every day. And the Lord has just provided Caleb's every need. And, you know, a lot of times people want to, you know, if we spend time, we can get in a pity party type situation. And why me? But we want to look at this as cerebral palsy as a blessing to our family. And God uses Caleb, and he uses us every day, and that's an honor for us. But anyway, that's just a little bit about our family. We have several things. We actually go to the Anchor Church and in some ministries out there. Jenny's going to talk about a wheelchair ministry that we are working on. And actually, her and Caleb, I'm just kind of the go-getter guy. You know, I go pick them up, but they're the ones that have facilitated this with Johnny and friends. So,
well, let me ask, before we kind of move forward beyond this, you know, I had the privilege of meeting you all, I don't know, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, and it's been an honor to know you all. And it was very inspirational to learn more about Caleb and some of the unique gifts that he has as well. Would you all, either of you, should share his Bible reading habits? Share about that.
I'm not going to take over the whole deal, so I'm going to let my wife talk. She works with Caleb every day.
Okay.
And she can tell us more. Go ahead, baby.
Probably from the time that before Caleb was born, God's word is everything to us. And so we've always read the word of God to him, even before he can read. He could read. But when he was able to read, say a couple of several years now, he's 7 now, but he's been reading at since a very young age, probably the age of 3. He is probably about a year ago, he had read his Bible from cover, the King James Version, from cover to cover, probably 12 or more times. And since then, now he's working on a different, I think the NLT version that the Johnny and Friends Ministry provided to him.
He likes the New Living Translation.
He does. He's really enjoyed that. But what we do is we set a time. Very rarely do we miss a time for this, but that we sit down, we get in a good position. I set the Bible in front of him, and then I just sit there, and I'm the page turner, and that allows him time. He reads when you open the Bible and you have a page on the left and a page on the right, about 25 seconds is about his speed of reading.
So he can read a 2-page spread of the Bible in about 25 seconds.
So he will read that. And then when he's done, he'll reach up to his page. And then I will help him to go ahead and turn the page. And that's what we've done for every single time that he's read through his Bible. We just sit down and make that time for reading God's word.
Every day,
unless it's just something rare thing. I'm not dealing with something, but we make that time. That is important. That means everything to us.
And you said he's read the Bible through about?
Probably 15 or more times
15 times.
Now,
one of the reasons why I really like to have you all share about that is because that's so inspirational. He's 7 years old and has read the Bible at least 15 times.
That's right.
There are lots of people that are grandparents today that have never read the Bible all the way through.
That's right. Yes.
And I would hope this would encourage them to make Bible reading just a bigger priority, because with just some of the unique challenges he has, but at the same time, he's wise enough to love the Word and want to fill up on the Word. So that's part of why I like to share that, because I hope that inspires everybody. I know it inspires me.
Amen.
So
me
praise
too.
God. Thank you all for sharing that then. So.
Yes.
And so you were going to share some about the wheelchair ministry that you all have then, okay?
Yes, I'd love to share that.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, well, actually for a long time, I've always just really admired Johnny Erickson Tata. Mm-hmm. And she has founded Johnny and Friends Ministries.
Okay.
She's now been in a wheelchair herself for 50 plus years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing lady. So especially when we go through times of suffering, the days seem to be full of pain, what have you. We could pull up her on YouTube or whatever, and she is going to sit there in the chronic pain that she battles daily,
mm-hmm.
and she will have a smile on her face and talk about the joy of the Lord. And that's what I hold on to, because every day the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And so I've always been inspired by her. And then I heard within this last year that they have a ministry under Johnny and Friends called Wheels for the World. Mm-hmm. And it really touched my heart because, of course, Caleb, he's gone through now probably he's on his third or fourth wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what that means and how important it is to have that piece of equipment to for my little boy to be comfortable, be able to sit properly, and to be mobile,
right.
and to get out of the house and go and do things. And a lot of people, we take that for granted, because in other countries, a lot of times these children are 10 and older, and they're still on those dirt floors, crawling mm-hmm. around, or maybe not even crawling, maybe just laying. Maybe they're not even able to get out of their home. But when we give them the gift of mobility just by having these wheelchairs,
mm-hmm.
that gives them a whole new world.
It changes their
world. It changes yeah. everything just to be mm-hmm. mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, you know, they're going from being on the floor in that inferior mode to feeling superior. They're up. They're mm-hmm. at people's level. Just really touches me. I just love it. And so what Johnny and Friends, what Wheels for the World does is we collect these wheelchairs. Then once we get so many, we ship them to a restoration center. And the closest one to us is in Clifton, Tennessee. And the inmates there are trained to restore these wheelchairs to like new condition. And up under the chairs, they have a little license plate, and it has John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world, everybody in this world. And so then the wheelchairs are distributed to 12 to 15 or so countries.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are delivered over there, a team of physical therapists, occupational therapists, mechanics, all kinds of people, but more than anything, someone's mm-hmm. there ready to share the gospel.
Mm,
and so they get to know about the love of Jesus. And so then they'll let the certain population in the village know, and they will come and they will fit these children and adults.
Mm-hmm.
One lady had been in a home for over 30 years, had mm. not seen the light of day outside. So not only were they able to get her up, get her in a chair, get her out of her home and see the light,
mm-hmm.
they got to share the light
Praise
with her.
Amen.
And so what we have, there's a place, Spears Towing Company on Veterans Boulevard in Tupelo mm-hmm. has donated, I think, a 50-something foot trailer
okay.
to be able to store these chairs. And so people can contact me, and I will be glad. My number is 662-255-6837. They can just call me and say, hey, you know what? I have a wheelchair that's been in a storage for years. So maybe a loved one has passed away. They've never known a thing to do with it. Maybe they wanted to do something wonderful with it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how awful of a condition it's in. But mm-hmm. if they'll let me know, we'll make time to come and get it. We're in a storm. We have over 30 wheelchairs right now and walkers and canes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome. Beautiful.
Okay.
So
I'll jump in right here. We'll pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guests today are Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb Rogers. And we'll be right back after this break. Music of CeCe Winans, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Rodney, Jeannie, and Caleb Rogers. And as we start this segment, I'm going to ask our brother Rodney and Jeannie as well, if you all would just pray for believers that that God would touch those that need to get involved with the wheelchair ministry, that they would get involved, but also for believers to really have ears to hear, and that God has so many different creative ministries. He wants believers to sometimes start, to initiate, or to get involved with. But the reality is you have sometimes believers that are bored out there because they're not involved with ministry, and all of us are called to ministry, every Amen. Single one of us. So Amen. Would you pray for believers to have ears to hear as the Holy Spirit directs them into that will that he has for them, whatever that might be.
Okay. Yes, okay. Love to. Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, we thank you for opportunities.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit that you, Lord, just place within us as your children, Father. And Lord, I just pray for all of the listeners out there today. Lord, you've got a ministry for everyone that is hearing the sound of my voice. Lord, you've got a ministry for their life. And Father, I just pray that you would just, Lord, continue to urge them, Lord. Just give them the desire in their heart. Show them what they want, what you want them to do, Lord. Help them not to be discouraged, because the enemy does not want them to, Lord, carry forth the plan that you have for their life. And I just pray that you would just, I want to encourage them in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, for them not to give up. Lord, there's something for them to do in your ministry, in your work, in your kingdom work, Father. And I pray that you would show them, help them not to give up and to get involved with a church and whatever you have for them to do. I pray that you would reveal that to them, Lord, through your Spirit, through your Word, through people around them, encouraging them, Father. Lord, thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jeannie, would you pray as well?
Yes. Father, we just want to thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come on the radio today.
Yes. And yes, Lord.
I just thank you that you have allowed us to be the parents of such a precious gift.
Amen.
And I pray for the listeners today to really know God, that all God's children are a blessing from you,
Jesus.
God, and you love us so very much. And for those out there that may be caregivers listening this morning, I just want to pray for them. Yes. I just want to pray strength into their lives.
Yes.
And I just want to pray that they can just feel your peace, God. And on the days that are just seem to be overwhelmingly hard,
yes,
God, that they can just take their eyes off of the situation,
yes, Lord,
and that they would shift their focus and look up at you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
because you are our hope, you are our joy, you are our peace, and you are everything. Whatever we need, you are that.
Yes,
Lord. I just want to pray for strength for them, and I want to pray for the loved ones they may be caring for.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
Those people, no matter the age, no matter the circumstance, are a blessing from you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
and
you.
They are your shining light. And they teach us more than we could ever learn. And Lord, I just want to pray for that. And those that just don't know what to do, just sitting there just saying, Lord, use me.
Thank you.
God, it's never too late to be used.
That's right. Amen.
everybody can be used, even if the only thing that you're able to do is sit there and in your mind, not even able to speak, they can pray. They can praise you. They can pray for all these ministries and all of your work that's taken place, Lord. We need those prayers. Father, I thank you for Wills for the World. And I'm excited to see what you're going to do with that.
Yes,
and and if anybody out there, Lord, feels led, God, to help with that ministry, Lord, that they would reach out, Lord, because we could use the help, Lord, if anything, just to pick up these chairs or just to be available, God. That's what you want us to do is be available.
Yes.
And we love you. And again, thank you for this time. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for the ministry of Wheels for the World. Thank you, Father, for Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb and the work that they're doing ministry in several different capacities. And thank you for the opportunity you give all of us to be able to imitate you by being givers, persons that are involved in ministry in many different ways.
Yes, Lord,
anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace and help us to have ears to hear continually.
Yes,
Lord, we're so much like you as we learn to be givers. And help us to know, Lord, that some of our greatest joys will happen as we give of ourselves to bless those around us. Teach us to be ministry-minded continually. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, thank you all for sharing about the ministry of Wheels for the World. And, you know, I think it's just so good for us to be mindful that, you know, the Bible tells us God is love. And one of the wonderful things we learn about God is that God is obviously he's the greatest giver of all. And the reality is he calls all of us to be givers, all of us to be involved in ministry. And some of the greatest joys we'll know in life aren't so much from the things we get, but from the things we give away.
That's right.
And so I would challenge every listener to really aggressively go after being involved in ministry every single day because God has so much work to be done. And in our humanness, we typically want somebody to do something for us. But the greatest joys come as we give of ourselves. So, again, thank you all for sharing as you have. And Jenny, would you share once again the Wheels for the World ministry? If people want to donate a wheelchair or get involved with that, again, what would be the way to contact, be in touch?
They can contact me at 662-255-6837.
Okay. All righty. Okay, then, and we're going to share, or you were going to share some today, too, about Caleb's writings. And Caleb, is it right, basically say he dictates to you, and you write down what he shares with you. Is that right, Jenny?
That is correct.
Okay, then. And before we read, would you all share about, for his birthday, he likes to have revivals. Would you share about that, Rodney?
Yes, I'd love to. Okay. For the last 2 years, we have Caleb has wanted to have a birthday revival,
mm-hmm.
and we have a pretty large backyard, mm-hmm. so we have set up in the backyard. We've had probably 75 to 100 people come,
mm-hmm.
and we have praise and worship. There's been ministers come from as far as Jackson,
mm-hmm.
come up. And then some even around here, different ministers have brought the word. And Caleb just wanted to just be a witness to, you know, use his birthday as an opportunity to share God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is such a inspiration to me as his dad. You know, I really am supposed to be teaching him things, but he teaches me every day, you know, like praise you spoke God. About the reading of God's word,
mm-hmm.
spending time, so important. So it's just been such a blessing to be his dad, you know.
Mm,
I mean,
that's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope that our listeners will find that inspirational. A 7-year-old that for his birthday, he likes to have revivals in his backyard. And, of course, that's a way he can give of himself to bless his community. And, again, all of us are called to full-time ministry, one way or another, whether we realize it or not. So, again, may we continually seek to have ears to hear as the Lord guides us as to what he wants us to do to bless the world around us.
Brother Joseph, also, mm-hmm. last year, I forgot to mention this, but we raised money to, Caleb wanted to give Bibles, children's Bibles to foster children. Okay, so during his birthday, He asked that people would donate money, and all the money went to purchasing. How many Bibles was it, babe?
I think it was close to 150 we were able to put back in the community.
Yeah.
That's great. So, that's great. Caleb, you keep up the good work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, also today, Jeannie, you were going to share some of his writings. You're going to read some of the things that he's dictated to you. And again, I want to say to our listeners that Caleb, of course, only the Lord fully understands this, but Caleb seems to have the maturity, though Caleb is 7 at this time.
That's correct.
He seems to have the maturity, I would guess, maybe of a 30-year-old theologian or something along that line. Has a great heart for the Lord.
Amen.
So, but at the same time, he communicates in such a way that, like, when I listen to his writings, it sounds like he knows how to talk to adults and children at the same time in a wonderful way. So you're going to share some of his writings at this time, Jeannie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You were mentioning the birthday parties, and I came across one. This is one that he did from his birthday last year, this past year. The topic was Be Not Afraid of the Arrows is what he had the pastors that came to speak on. So this is what he said when he opened it up.
Okay.
Running on joy uses energy from Jesus. Running on fear uses energy from Satan. I've chosen to let Mother give my reasoning of choosing Be Not Afraid of the Arrows for today's teachings being presented by God's chosen men. Arrows can become painful when practicing following enemies, but they can become blessings when following Jesus. Galatians urges Christians to be full of good fruits, but labeling fruits good when arrows have made them poisonous occurs more often than it should. Poison from arrows, such as painful childhood experiences, loss of a loved one, grief from putting your family through pain, weeks of suffering through depression, punishing others for pain they may have caused, living with great amounts of pain, turmoil caused by bad decisions, making others' lives miserable, meeting busy demands, and building your kingdom instead of building up God's kingdom leads to unproductive fruit. Good fruit can still come out of the nasty odor that rotten fruit leaves. Finding a way to grow productive fruit using burdens stops the poisonous arrows from turning our good fruit bad. Wouldn't you like to be productive for our God?
That's good. That's good. You said now that was shared at his birthday?
Yes, sir. This last year.
That's good. That's good. All righty then. And so now you've put together basically a booklet of his writings then, right?
Mini booklets, yes.
Mini
sir.
Booklets. Okay. 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 And so you're gonna go ahead and share another item then. Okay.
I'll share this one really quick. He wrote this for me on my birthday this year.
Okay.
It's called Butterflies. It says, playing in our garden, they like to do. Many times I pretend I'm flying with them too. Perching on Mother's rose bush they tend to enjoy. Catching me one would bring Mother joy. Yellow butterflies leave Mother breathless. Usually it's the sign of Chloe's presence. That's our little girl in heaven. People have allowed the tough days to steal their smile. Just look at God's butterflies soaring every once in a while.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Were you going to share about Rodney the Turtle? Let's see. Is that the name of it? Rodney the Turtle? Okay. If you don't have that handy, no problem then. So, but that was one that was both inspiring and insightful when you shared that too. But just whatever, the next one that you would wish to share is fine. So,
do you want to speak about this story?
Well, go ahead and read it first.
Okay.
Read this part and then we'll talk about the other.
Okay. Caleb is enjoying himself today.
I see.
He said, once upon a time, there was this turtle named Rodney. Rodney made his home in really fancy places, but there was pain in his body because his shell was too heavy for his back. Turtles aren't supposed to have pain from their shell, but this one let his mind begin to think about that shell being up on his back all of the time, so much that real pain resulted. One day, Rodney was reminded that God created him with that shell. It wasn't supposed to be painful. God reminded him that some are chosen to carry more weight than others. But Rodney had forgotten how to let his shell be a blessing and not a burden. Rodney was chosen by God for a reason.
So you can tell, Brother Caleb loves these stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. So I just want to give you a little bit of insight about what that meant, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I was actually going through I have a business.
We're going to have to jump in, and we'll pick up on the other side of the break. Our in-studio guests today are Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb Rogers. We'll be right back after this break.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize.
Music of the David Crowder Band, How He Loves. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb Rogers. And I was going to ask Rodney if you'll share with our listeners. I think it's just such a good thing to understand. Caleb's excited.
Yes,
and
that's
share
right.
with him about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you probably hear Caleb in the background laughing, and mm-hmm. he's just when we came in here, he actually told his mom, "We are blessed to be here." Mm. So he is excited about just sharing Jesus and him having an opportunity to share what the Lord, you know, through his writings, mm-hmm. what the Lord has revealed through him, you know.
Right.
So he's getting to minister, and that excites him to minister
Amen.
For the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's beautiful to see how the Lord uses a 7-year-old. Yeah. To bless people, both, like I said, children and adults.
Amen.
And Caleb has the most beautiful smile. I tell you what, it's good to see him smile and laugh like that. So, all righty.
Yeah.
So, Brother Rodney, before we share some more of Caleb's writings, you were going to share something that was on your heart.
Yes, yes. As we were walking in today, me and Brother Joseph was talking, and we talked about, he asked me if there was anything on my heart, and I told him, I said, you know, the Lord's just teaching me to trust, just trust him. Mm. And Proverbs 3:5 was the verse that I had learned, you know, thought about earlier today. And then we came in here and sat down, and mm-hmm. Brother Joseph read from Proverbs 3 and read that.
The Holy Spirit knows what we need, so praise God.
Ain't that awesome?
That's neat. That's neat. So. God is so good. So, Jeannie, you were going to share some more of his writings.
Then, did you want to talk any more about the turtle story?
I was going to tell, you know, the turtle named Rodney that Caleb had written for me. When he wrote that, it was 2 years ago. It was August of 2017. Mm-hmm. And when he wrote that for me, I was going through a really hard time in business. Mm. And Caleb has a way, as you said earlier, that he can speak to adults, but also can relate to children as well. And mm-hmm. that's what he did with this story.
A parable, basically.
Right. It was really amazing. And mm-hmm. So anyway, I've kept that. But he actually rewrote this. Mm-hmm. And Jenny will tell you about that.
Okay.
Okay, so we are in our third week of homeschool now.
Okay.
And in his writing assignment yesterday, his assignment was to find some writing that you did some time ago and redo it. Mm-hmm. And he was to take a page of writing and rewrite it and make them more complicated.
Okay,
that was his assignment. So I went in and I found this story that we just read, written mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, Caleb, that's what I need you to do. And this is what he did.
So he rewrote Rodney the Turtle.
So he said, once upon a cabin adventure, children packed a room full, ready to meet Rodney. Mm-hmm. Each boy and girl called Rodney Captain, because he liked to be in control of too many turtles at one time. God placed giant tortoises around Rodney to bless him. But Rodney's family feared the giants because they didn't enjoy releasing control either. Mm. Believing God controls even the giants was difficult for Rodney and his family. Just before Captain Rodney became partners with the giant tortoises, God let him know that control of all things comes from God alone.
Hmm.
He got 100 on that.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. That's part two, I guess, of the
that's
Rodney
right.
saga.
Part two. So.
All right. Okay, then. And so what will you read next, then? So.
Okay.
Now, how many, if you had to guess how many books of writings of Caleb's you have, Just guess, how many would you say you have?
This may be his sixth or seventh journal.
Okay.
That we filled up.
So you fill up journals?
I fill up a journal, and then we get another journal, and then we get another journal.
Okay.
And we get another
journal. So would you say how many journals, like he does a journal in a few months or?
Well, when he first started using the facilitated communication card, I was writing every word he said down. Okay. Everything. Okay. I had to let that go because that was a lot for a mama mm-hmm. to keep up with.
So he's quite a writer then.
Yes, so. He is quite a writer. So what I finally did was when he actually was ready to, when he goes and speaks to a group of people somewhere and he's telling them something from Jesus, or he particularly says that he wants to write, then we sit down and then now I write those. But the first journals had every word he ever said, because to me, everything, I mean, one of the first things he communicated was heaven is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those things I just wanted to grab a hold of. So
Well before you read, now you just mentioned this, right, that sometimes Caleb speaks to groups. Tell them about that.
Yes, he has spoken to several groups. He has spoken at the police department, I think, several years ago. There was an ordeal in our community, and it was calling some splitting of sides or what have you. And Caleb mm-hmm. really felt that they needed encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to them, and the captain there, he said, well, let him, I need a biography. So one of his first things he said, it told his name, and he said, God has allowed me to have cerebral palsy in order to confound the wise. Mm. So that's kind of how he introduced himself. And so he went there and he spoke in front of, they had, I think, their day and night shifts come to a big meeting, and we got up there. And when we do those things, what happens is there's usually a chair, and most of the time he's sitting in my lap so that I can help him with his card. And then I just translate what he is pointing to on his card and speak it to the group so that I'm his voice to them. And then usually Daddy's in the room dictating it all down for us.
Okay.
And so he also goes to a couple of places where men and women are in group homes where they are recovering from some type of drug and alcohol abuse. And so he loves to go and encourage those people in the Lord.
And, you know, and of course, earlier this year, we had the privilege of having you all to come, and Caleb shared at Turner Chapel, the church in
yes.
Greenwood, where we are as well. And you all did a beautiful job. And so, but it's just a blessing to hear how the Lord uses Caleb to speak as well as to do other things as well. So,
amen.
But yes, please go right ahead and share another one of his readings, if you would, please.
This was just, Caleb had told me he had a dream. And he said, I just thought this was just precious. He said, God went before me and gathered people to feel loved. Rooms of hurting souls listened to me share Jesus. Praises of gratitude exploded as people surrendered to God. So it just lets you know, he's in that constant state of sharing Jesus and souls, just bringing souls to know the Lord.
That's right. Praise God. Praise God.
This, excuse me, this one he wrote at Christmas time, this past Christmas, in honor of the Lord, and it's called A Child is Born.
Okay.
He said, from the beginning of creation, Jesus has been forsaken. Faithfully, he pardoned our sins, allowing us life again. Paid for people to make it to heaven, boarded a donkey, and seen pain firsthand. Pages have been penned about God's only Son, freeing us long before a child was born. So teach others about one precious baby Jesus, because God sent him to free us.
Now, does he give a title to his writings, or not really? Just
yes, he titled that one, A Child is Born.
A Child is Born.
A Child is Born.
Okay. All righty then. Okay. All of these are beautiful, then, so.
I was going to see. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Rodney, I wanted to ask you this, too. What words of encouragement would you like to share? You all have shared some, but as we've spoken before when you all have been with us, some of the unique challenges of families with special needs individuals in their home, what words of encouragement would you like to share with those families that might be listening today?
You know, brother, as we were talking a while ago about trust, I don't think I've finished what the Lord wanted me to say. You know, when we have family members that have special needs and we're caring for those, you know, it's a daily trust. You know, a lot of times when seemingly we don't have any problems physically or whatever, and we go about our business, just doing what we do, working or whatever, sometimes you can lose that just need to trust the Lord.
At least we think so.
We think so. Yeah, that's right. But when we care for a family member or a friend or whoever, when you're a caregiver, you have to trust in the Lord. Every day you have to rely on Him. And I just want to encourage the listeners, if you're a caregiver, you have someone with a special needs that you take care of, then just trust Jesus. He understands. He knows the struggles of every day. And, you know, we've talked about on the program before about the problems with getting out and going to church, because sometimes the churches really don't they don't have things available that you know, where people with special needs or wheelchairs or things are not comfortable or whatever the case is. I want to encourage you to get involved. That's a ministry.
That's right.
Maybe get with your church and say, hey, I really want to come to church. And can we do some things to help us to be able to participate more in service or be there, you know,
right.
and And more times than not, the churches just, they don't really know. They don't understand. Mm. But if as a parent or a caregiver, if we'll step out and make them aware of the problem, then more than likely that they'll want to make that right.
That's
right. I think that's so important, like you just said, because a lot of times you get in that poor me kind of mentality, like nothing is out there specialized, you know, for me to bring my child or my loved one or my aging parent or whomever. But we, you know, on the caregiver perspective, a lot of times you don't reach out. You're just waiting. And so there again, that enemy allows, that opens the door just to feel even further alone and by yourself. And you're not. So, but if we can get out of our comfort zone as caregivers, and like he said, let the churches know, I feel like they're willing and ready to help in any way possible. But a lot of times they just don't know what the needs are.
You know, just in a nutshell, our time is almost gone, though, but just like you all just alluded to, sometimes we need to challenge both leaders and churches to consider the possibility of, if need be, sometimes designing a whole service around a special needs family, inviting them to come, because many times they do say, well, let's keep him or her at home because they'll be disruptive.
Right.
People won't be able to come. That's a wonderful way for it to teach a whole congregation how to love a unique family with some unique challenges.
That's right.
Thank you, Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb, for coming and blessing everyone so tremendously as you did. We always appreciate you coming.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And pray for the ministry of Wheels for the World, and pray for Rodney, Jenny, and Caleb as they continue to let the Lord use them as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.